fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Boy!
When Tom Maynard stepped into Greenville's only cafe and saw Lefty Clark standing at the end of the crowded bar, he turned on his heel and left at once. Quickly he mounted and urged his white-faced bay into a gallop. It was 20 minutes later that he reined up in front of his home, a small white ranch house on the high ground beyond the town.
Ho, 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 ho. Steady. Kate. Kate, where are you? He meant what he said in his letter. He's here.
Lefty?
I saw him in the cafe in town.
Well, did he see you?
No.
Oh, what'll we do, Tom?
Just what we decided. I've been in jail once, and that's enough. I've gone straight since I came out here from Missouri. Lefty's got no hold over me, and he don't set foot inside this house.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Tom. Was he alone?
Seemed to be. But if he moved in here, the whole wolf pack would be on our necks in less than a week.
I'm not arguing. You don't have to convince me we should turn him over to the law. I only wish the sheriff was here instead of over in Frontier Town.
Blaze can make it before sunset. I'd like to take you over to the Jacksons before I start.
No, no, Tom. I'll stay here. I can shoot as straight as you. And when it comes to protecting our home, I'd just as soon shoot to kill. You get moving.
When Lefty Clark appeared at the Maynard Ranch, Kate ordered him off at the point of a gun. He rode back into town and stopped at the cafe once more. He signaled to the bartender, who placed a bottle and a glass in front of him. Then as he poured a drink...
You know Tom Maynard, don't you?
Sure.
I hear he's going out of town for a while.
Who told you that?
The boy over at the livery stable.
Well, that's wrong. I saw Tom down at the post office this morning. He's got a little ranch just east of town. If you're looking for him, you'll probably find him out there.
No, I can't make it today. I got some business with the sheriff at the county seat. Well, let's see. That's Frontier Town, isn't it?
That's right.
How far is it?
Yeah, it's a good stretch, but starting now, you could make it before dark.
What's the best way to go?
There's only one trail. You follow this side of the river to Roaring Ford, then cross over and cut through Paradise Valley to the hills. Frontier Town's on the other side.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, you can keep the change.
There was a strain of thoroughbred in Lefty's black stallion, and Lefty urged him to his best speed outside of Greenville. It was late afternoon when he caught his first glimpse of the county seat, and at the same moment, he saw Tom Maynard riding hard along the winding trail below him.
Oh, boy. Is it the... I can get a shot at him as soon as he rounds that clump of trees. You'd better make it good, Clark. Now...
The second shot knocked Tom from his saddle.
Oh,
Lefty
good.
Watched him roll a few feet down the gentle slope beside the trail. Then he lay still. Lefty remounted him, started down.
Come on, get up there. Come on, boy.
In a short time, he was standing over the prostrate form of the young rancher.
Oh, boy. Now all I have to do is stick a few papers in your pocket, son. Make sure you got none of your own. Now, these letters will do the trick. When they find you, if they find you, that'll be the end of Lefty Clark. I guess you'll rest easier at the bottom of the gully. There you go. All the way.
Lefty climbed back to the trail and walked down to the spot where Tom's bay was standing.
Easy, boy, easy. His name's burned into the saddlebags. I guess I better take his horse, too.
Lefty mounted the bay and then turned to see how well Tom's body was hidden. He was shocked to see him standing upright, his eyes wide, staring. His gun was drawn.
No!
Tom fired.
No!
It was just at sunset that the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion Tonto circled Frontier Town on the way to their camp in the hills. On the eastern outskirts, they saw the white-faced bay walking slowly toward the town. Lefty was still in the saddle, but slumped over the horn.
That rider seems to be in a bad way, Tonto.
Ah, him look plenty tired.
He's either tired or hurt. You better have a look. Come on, boy.
Get him up, Scout.
Hold on. Get the bay's bridle.
He got it there.
Man's been hurt, all right. He's been shot.
No.
I've got him. I'll carry him on Silver to Doc Drummond's, Tonto. You get the sheriff.
Tonto, do that.
All right. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
At Doc Drummond's, the sting of the antiseptic on his wound brought Lefty back to consciousness. And by the time the doctor had finished bandaging him, he was thoroughly aware of his surroundings. The doctor's office, Sheriff Taylor standing by, and the masked man and the Indian in the background.
What's going on here? A lawman and an outlaw in the same room.
Don't let the mask fool you, Maynard. He's no outlaw. You can thank him for bringing you here.
Yeah.
Your name is Maynard, isn't it?
How did you find that out?
From your saddlebag. What happened out on the trail?
Some hombre tried to hold me up. Did you get him?
We found you just outside of town. You were still in the saddle, but practically unconscious. Where did the shooting take place?
On the hill trail, not far. He had me covered, but when he told me to hand over my money, I reached for my gun instead. I got him, I think. I fired twice. But then he got me, and my horse bolted.
I'd better round up a posse and go after the owl hoots.
Todd and I'll go after him, Sheriff.
What did he look like?
About my size and build. Dark hair, buckskin jacket, 2 guns.
What kind of a horse was he riding?
Black. I shot twice.
We better have a look at the trail before it gets dark. Let's go, Toto.
Wait.
Yes?
It's going to take more than 2 men to bring him in if he isn't dead.
You just rest easy and leave it to the masked man.
No. I recognized the man who shot me. It was Lefty Clark.
What? Say that again.
It was Lefty Clark.
A train robber. He's wanted for murder. You're right, Maynard. This does call for a posse. Lefty Clark doesn't travel alone.
Was he alone when you met him, Maynard?
Yes, but
you wait for us, mister.
It'll take you at least half an hour to get your men together, Sheriff. We'll try to pick up his trail.
I warn you. Don't give him a chance. Shoot first. Lefty Clark's a cold-blooded killer.
When the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the scene of the shooting, there was no sign of Tom Maynard nor of the black horse that Lefty had ridden. But even in the fading light, Tonto was able to follow their trail. Suddenly, they saw a glow ahead of them.
They're coming to a clearing.
Ah, we make campfire there.
I can see him, Tonto. Rein up.
Oh,
easy, boy.
You take plenty chance, make fire.
He looks beyond caring, Tonto.
Ah, bandage on head, not good.
One of the bullets must have creased his temple.
Ah. We leave horses here?
Yes.
And his horse?
It must be. Wait, he's getting to his feet.
Him plenty weak.
Well, that's strange.
What you see?
He's wearing two guns. He went for the one on his right.
Huh?
Strange thing for a man named Lefty.
Left arm not hurt?
No. Hello, he's falling.
Him fall crossfire.
One silver.
Get him up, sir.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto raced into the clearing. The masked man was off his saddle and running as he hit the ground. Quickly, he dragged Tom from the fire and beat out the flames that seared the buckskin jacket. The young rancher was placed on a blanket, and Tonto removed the old bandages and cleaned and dressed his wounds. The crease in the temple and the deeper one below the shoulder.
Water.
Is it all right to lift him up, Tonto?
Uh-huh.
All right. Here you are. Take it easy.
Thanks.
Him all right. Him not dying.
Hello.
Hello.
You Judd Hawks?
No. Are you expecting Judd Hawks?
The letter said he'd meet me.
What's your name?
Lefty Clark, I guess.
What do you mean, your guess?
I don't remember. But the papers... Here. The papers in the pocket.
And their letters.
Yeah. Larry Connolly, Lefty Clark, I don't know.
Him, right man, Kemosabe?
These letters belong to him. He's the right man.
You come to meet me? Like the letter said?
Do you remember shooting a man this afternoon?
Yeah. I remember that. I was lying down in a gully. I was hit. I got up and saw him. So I shot.
Now, think back. How did you happen to be lying in a gully?
I don't know. I was hit.
What happened? He might remember before.
Probably the head wound. Maybe only temporary.
Oh.
You sure you can't remember anything before the shooting?
I got a picture in my mind.
What sort of a picture?
A little town. By the river. And a hill. And a little white house. There's a girl out in front. And way behind the house, all misty and purple, there's a mountain. Sleep. Sleep.
I don't know whether this man is Lefty Clark or not, Tonto. But he's told us where we can find out.
And where that?
A little town beside the river, a hill, beyond a purple mountain. That's Greenville.
Oh, me no place.
I'm going to ride over there tonight. Here, Silver. You stay here and guard him, Tonto. If this is Lefty Clark, we'll make sure of it. Said easy, big fellow. If it isn't, and Lefty and his men are at large, there's going to be trouble. One, Silver!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Determined to make sure of the identity of the man whose life Tonto and he had saved, the Lone Ranger started for Greenville. It was nearly midnight when he reached it. He rode through the little town, up the hill beyond, and finally drew rein in front of the small white ranch house.
What's up? Oh, easy. Steady, big fella.
Who's there?
I'm a friend. Your husband's been wounded, Mrs. Maynard.
What? Why, you're mad.
Sorry, I'd better take that gun.
Oh, you're a crook. You tricked me.
No, Mrs. Maynard. I told you the truth.
Well, it was you that shot him.
I want to help you and your husband if I can. But you must trust me.
A man who wears a mask?
I'm your friend.
But what's happened to Tom?
Before I can answer that, I want you to identify him.
Identify him? He's dead.
No, Mrs. Maynard. Now, try to control yourself. Do you have a picture of your husband?
Why, yes.
Let me see it, please.
It's right on the table. The tintype. Well, tell me, is he...
It's true, your husband's been wounded.
Oh, bad.
He's been wounded and he's lost his memory.
Lost his memory?
He can't recall who he really is, but he remembers you and his home.
Oh.
That's why I came here to Greenville.
Oh, you must take me to him.
I intend to. Right now, the sheriff has a posse out looking for him.
For Tom?
The sheriff thinks he's Lefty Clark.
But I don't understand.
Neither do I completely. But I'm pretty sure the real Lefty Clark is in Frontier Town, using your husband's name.
Oh, I...
That's a good chestnut you have in the corral. I'll saddle him. We must get back there fast.
Yes, I'll be ready in 2 minutes. You really are a friend.
Sheriff's posse ranged through the Enchanted Hills. Because his patient needed warmth, Tonto kept the campfire high, and shortly after midnight, the posse spotted the blaze and started toward it. Tom wakened with a start.
Who's that coming?
Maybe sheriff and posse.
Lawman, we better get out of here.
No, better you not move.
What's the idea of the gun?
You not move.
Well, they'll capture us.
Uh-huh.
Hey, that's Tonto. Sheriff, he's caught it. Good work, Tonto.
So you're Lefty Clark, eh?
I guess so.
He admits it.
You're under arrest.
What for?
What for? Did you hear that? He wants to know what for.
How about that shooting this afternoon?
I shot somebody, yeah.
Well, that's just our local interest in you. But you won't even come to trial for that.
Well, then what are you arresting me for?
Listen to that.
I guess you know, Clark. We're a long way from Missouri, but the reward notices for you are plastered all over the country.
For me?
You're sure modest, Lefty.
Wait a minute. What's the matter with him, Tonto?
Oh, him not remember before today.
Not remember?
That's right. Better you leave him here.
No, we can't do that. We've got to put him in jail. Where's the Lone Ranger?
Oh, him come back soon. Him tell me guard him here.
Yeah, but didn't he know we'd be coming?
Him not sure this Lefty Clark.
Well, it's gotta be. He admits it. Slap a saddle on the black, boys, and get him aboard.
I'll get the cayuse.
Here's the saddle.
How about tying him up, Sheriff?
Yeah, he might as well. But he don't look like he'll make any trouble now.
Well, better him lie down, rest, and Tonto guard.
If he can stand, he can ride. Up with him, boys.
No, you wait. You wait a little while. Mask friend comes.
Sorry, Tonto. This coyote can lie down all he wants to when we get him to the calaboose. All right, let's go. Mount up, everybody.
Come on, get him.
On their return to town, the members of the posse gathered at the Bright Lights Cafe, and Lefty was there to congratulate them. He bought several rounds of drinks, and then nodding to two strangers who stood at the end of the bar, he walked into the back room. The men followed him.
This is a swell break, boss.
Shut that door before you start talking.
I got it.
I got a laugh. Maynard in jail. Everybody thinks he's you. And him out of his head so he can't say it different.
It's fine for tonight.
Yeah?
Stop looking for you, boss.
How long?
What?
Just
long
until a marshal that knows me gets here. How many of the boys have shown up?
Well, there's Al and Joe and Ringo, besides Lou and me.
That's enough. Now, here's what you'll have to do. Get them and come back here in a couple of hours.
You want them in town?
Listen. You go to the jail, knock the guard out, and set Maynard free.
But boss,
listen.
I...
The Powderhorn River's west of town.
Yeah?
You ride with Maynard to the river. Shoot him and throw him in. The river's at flood right now. The body will be carried away and nobody will ever find it. At least not until much later.
Sure, that does it.
That isn't all. Afterwards, you, Judd, come back here and report to the sheriff exactly what you've done.
I saw his prisoner getting away and I plugged him, huh?
Exactly. Then Lefty Clark will be dead and gone. And we'll all leave for California in the morning. On your way.
Tonto had come into town with the posse, but returned to the camp in the hills where the Lone Ranger had left him. He was waiting when the masked man and Kate Maynard rode into the clearing.
Hello, hello.
Hello there, boy.
Where is he, Tonto? Sheriff, come with posse. Take him to jail.
He's Tom Maynard. This is his wife.
Another fellow, Lefty Clark.
That's right.
Now, me see him in cafe. Two men with him. Tonto not see him before in town.
They've come from Missouri to join him.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, you don't have to spare my feelings. Tom's in danger, isn't he?
Lefty won't feel safe while your husband's alive. Oh. Let's hope we get to the jail in time.
Come on, pull it! Come on,
get up. Is the sheriff here?
Usually, they're just a guard. We'll talk to the sheriff later.
I hope nothing's happened to Tom. There's a man on the floor.
It's all right, Mrs. Maynard.
That's Zeke Winters.
He's only asleep. Zeke, wake up.
Hey, what's the matter? What's the matter?
I want to see your prisoner, the one the posse brought in tonight.
Oh, it's you. You're Sheriff Taylor's friend.
Yes.
Well, I must have dropped off to sleep for a second.
Zeke, I said I wanted to see the prisoner.
Sheriff say this is all right?
He won't mind. Hand me the lamp, Tonto.
Not here.
Good. Hold this, Mrs. Maynard.
All right.
I want you to stand in the doorway with the light on your face.
Oh, I understand.
This way.
All right.
I got a visitor for you, Clark.
Let me sleep.
This isn't the time for sleeping.
The masked man.
I brought someone else with me. Look in the doorway.
Tom!
You know who that is?
What? Yes, it's Kate.
Oh, Tom, I was so afraid.
Here, I'll take the lamp.
Oh, Kate, honey.
You can open the door, Zeke.
I don't know as I should do it without Sheriff Taylor say so.
I'll take the responsibility.
But he's a desperate criminal.
The sheriff jailed the wrong man, Zeke. That's Tom Maynard, and this is his wife. Tonto's going to take them over to the sheriff's house.
I can't set him free on your say-so. I've got to have a paper.
You'll get your paper later. And until it arrives, you can lock me up in place of your prisoner.
You mean hold you as a prisoner? Mask and all?
Yes, Zeke. Mask and all. I'll serve as hostage for Tom Maynard.
Straight. Don't make any more noise than you have to. The guard will be easy to handle.
What if Maynard won't come with us?
I'll handle him. Come on.
Now who's busting in here disturbing my outlaws?
Get him, boys.
Right. Hey, now don't hit me. I won't make any trouble.
Try him and gag him. I'll take his keys.
You've come after Lefty Clark.
Shut up. Well, all right, come on.
Dark back here.
What's the matter? Scared? Hey, Lefty.
Not in this cell.
Well, I see him. The next one. Sleeping on the cot. Lefty.
Go on. Unlock the door.
Yeah. Come on, Lefty. Get out of that bunk.
Put your hands up, both of you. You're covered behind us. Now, turn around slowly.
Right. Hey, where'd you get the guns, Lefty?
We're your pals.
Yeah, don't you remember us? It's Judd and Lou.
We're going to take you away with us.
You're not going anywhere. You picked out this cell, and you're going to stay here.
Now what kind of talk
is that? Shut up. It isn't him.
Not me. I mean...
Not Maynard and not Clark. Hey. That's the sheriff and his men outside.
Sheriff, we walked straight into a trap.
I'll take your guns.
Look, it was Lefty's fault.
No. We'll give you a chance to talk it over with him.
Hey, look. You can't...
Wait a minute, let us go.
Duff.
There you are. We got three of them trying to make a getaway.
And there are two more of them back in the cell. Zeke's in there, tied and gagged.
One of you men take care of Zeke.
Right, Sheriff.
Are you sure they're Lefty's men?
Yes, Sheriff. Where's Lefty?
Still at the cafe. Tonto's keeping a watch on him.
All right, let's go after him.
Right. A couple of you boys give Zeke a hand with these critters. The rest of you come with me.
In the table over there.
Thanks, Tonto. Maynard.
Yeah?
Catch this gun.
Hey, what's your idea? This isn't my gun.
No, it's mine. You'll notice he caught it with his left hand, Sheriff.
Yeah, we got the right man now. You're under arrest, Clark.
So this gun has proved a point.
Sure has.
And the point, Sheriff, is covering you and the masked man.
Hey.
Up with your hands.
Give me the gun, Clark.
One step and I shoot.
Go ahead.
What? It misfired.
That usually happens, Sheriff, when a gun is empty.
What? Well, you hear that, boys? Lefty was going to shoot his way out of here with an empty gun. Go on, take him away. Come on. Well, Maynard, neither you nor your missus will have to worry about Lefty Clark anymore.
I'm glad, Sheriff.
So am I.
What's more, you'll get a nice piece of that reward money.
Oh, but that should go to the masked man.
Why, yes, indeed.
Oh, I guess nobody's had time to tell you about him yet. See, he won't take any money for helping honest folks out.
Why not?
Well, just won't. I guess the only way we can reward him is by making this country a decent place to live in. You see, Miss Maynard, that masked man is the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.